Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host today, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be broadcasting from the beautiful Regis Executive Suites here in sensational Sandy Springs, Georgia. As a reminder, make sure you are connected to us on the social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter at Business Radio X, and today we're using the hashtag Atlanta Business Radio. You can also follow me personally on Twitter at Ryan Redhawk, and all tweets and comments are welcome there. Also, go to our Facebook page, Business Radio X, and interact with us there. Leave your thoughts and comments and see photos of all of our in-studio guests. And now, it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the Business Radio X flagship studio and the Atlanta Business Radio show, Santa David. Hello, Santa.
Well, thanks a lot, Ryan, for inviting me down here to the studio. Boy, this is a real fancy place you got here.
Well, thank you so much, Santa. And you joined us here today on Atlanta Business Radio, and I know you're a busy man this time of year, so just want to say thank you first and foremost for doing everything you do for all the kids and adults alike out there in the community.
Oh, sure. Not a problem. I'd always spend time, be able to make time to come down and visit with you, Ryan.
Oh, you're so sweet. Is this your first time on the radio, Santa?
Well, no, it's not my first time, but it's really nice to be in this studio. I like being on the radio. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. Our listeners certainly do enjoy hearing everything our guests in studio have to say, most importantly, Santa Claus here today. So this time of year, let's talk about that. What does it mean to you, and what is your message you're trying to get out to folks?
Well, my message is just love and happiness and families being together and just sharing with one another and laughing and having a good time. Being that I've been doing Santa now for about 27 years, I've had an opportunity to be in just about every type of event. And a lot of the events that I do is going to people's homes and being able to share that experience of seeing the families in their home and seeing it all decorated, the smells and the foods and so on, and just seeing that joy on their faces when the parents are watching their children having such a wonderful time with Santa Claus, and in their eyes, in the child's eyes, when they truly believe. That is magical right there.
It must bring a warm feeling to your heart each time you see that. And we as adults often are taken back to our youth every Christmas through the magic of Santa Claus and our own children alike. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like your message, it just rings true to the season out there. So what's it been like for you so far since you started ramping up for this holiday season? Are you busy every day, or what kind of events and places can people find you?
Well, most of the events that I do are private events. There are a couple of events that I do that are open to the public, but pretty much for the rest of this season, all the way up to, I even have an event on Christmas Day this year, there are pretty much private events where folks will ask for Santa to come either to their home because they're having a small family gathering or maybe a large neighborhood type gathering. But it's been a good season this year so far. Today I'm in between two gigs. Had a breakfast with Santa this morning, heading to a corporate event right after this. So I just love this time of year. It's busy for me, trying to work my schedule around my full-time job. And it's a lot of fun.
So listeners, if you would like Santa David to join you at your home, you can go to santahohoho.com to get information on how to make that happen. And you can also follow him on Twitter at twitter.com/SantaAtlanta and stay updated on where Santa David may be this holiday season. But like you said, putting on that red suit is much more than just a costume to you. It's about the embodiment of the Christmas spirit and sending that message of love to all the children and adults alike out there.
And first of all, it's not a costume, it's a suit.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, Santa, please.
It's a Santa suit. And sometimes when it gets warm outside, I call it a sauna suit. Certainly, but yes, you have to portray the character of Santa Claus and understand who Santa Claus is and what is the history behind Santa Claus and what does Santa Claus represent to folks around the world. So it's important to me that I stay in character. It's very rare that I do come out of character. Santa knows everybody, has known folks. When I see someone, obviously, it is the first time I've ever seen them. However, I approach them as if I've known them ever since they were born.
Yeah. And dealing with children, too, you must just love working with the kids and hearing their stories. What are some of those questions these kids ask that sometimes kind of stump you, Santa Claus?
Well, you know, it's not as bad as I had imagined when I first started doing this 27 years ago. And people ask, I've never been asked by the children to name the reindeer, even though I can name the reindeer. They'll ask at times, probably the number one question that I do get is, how's Rudolph doing?
Rudolph, yeah. And the red-nosed reindeer.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. That's the one question that I'll get more than most will be, how's Rudolph doing? Or just, how are things going up at the North Pole?
Right. And can you look back upon your Santa career and think of a moment when you were talking to a young child and it just brought tears to your eye, their story or their message? Or can you take us back to that time?
I think there have been a number of times that's happened. Probably the one that always pops into my mind is when I was doing an event out at Dobbins Air Force Base. This was prior to 9/11. They would bring in all these underprivileged children that would come onto the base, and they would have this large event in one of the hangars. And there's one child that came up to me that sat with Santa on his knee, just brought me to tears, just the story of their, I think maybe the mother or the father was in jail, and it was just in a very difficult situation for the child, and that brought me to tears. And I've been in other events that are similar to that, where their children were in dysfunctional type homes and so on, and that's difficult. And then they'll ask, you know, I want my parents back together again, or, you know, can you get daddy out of jail or something like that? Those types of questions are very difficult to deal with.
That must be tough. Can you think about those moments that just brought sheer joy to your heart when a young child got their wish that came true or reunited with perhaps a loved one? Any stories along those lines?
Well, two that come to mind real quick was, this is going back many years ago, where many of the events that I do are home visits, and the parents will leave gifts out front, which I'll put into my sack and I'll bring in with me, visit with everybody. One of the last things that I'll do is then give out the gifts, and I'll stay there while they open them up and enjoy the present for a short while. Well, this one young girl, she wanted a Barbie doll, and that was the only thing that she wanted. Well, it came time, we finished the songs, we read the story and so on, and then it came time for me to go ahead and give her the gift. Well, I don't know what's in these boxes, and so she opened that box up, and it was the same Barbie. It was the exact Barbie doll that she wanted at that point. You know, Santa is just
magic.
There's just magic at that point. And just to see her face and her reaction, her hugs on Santa, and just how excited she was, that I'll never forget that.
Outstanding. That is a wonderful story for sure.
And then this season, we were doing an event out at Reynolds Plantation. And I'll always ask the children what they want for Christmas. And this one young lady said, and I've never had anyone say this before, she wanted real estate.
Okay.
I was caught off guard with that one, with the real estate, but it was probably the funniest thing I've ever heard with her asking for real estate. All the folks that were around in that area who were able to hear her say that, we were all just laughing.
Right. Yeah. Sound like she was a little adult asking questions like that.
She couldn't have been more than 7 or 8, but she said real estate.
Hilarious. We were talking with Santa David. He has been perfecting his Santa presentation and technique for more than 27 years here in the Atlanta area, but also around the world. What are some of these crazy locations that Santa has been to?
Well, the first time I did Santa, this is going back even more than 27 years ago. When I was in the military in Guam, I was asked by my unit to be Santa Claus for for all the children in the unit. This is going back in the late 70s.
So this is your first experience with being Santa.
That was my very first experience, and I'm not even sure why they asked me.
Yeah, why you?
I don't know. I don't even remember why they asked me. Probably I somehow drew the short straw. Uh-huh. But, you know, even that first time doing it and having no experience with it other than you know, my own personal experience of watching the programs on TV and my own vision of what Santa Claus was. I just got so much joy out of that. I ended up keeping that suit for the rest of the season, and I did a couple of schools in the area on Guam and so on. But 27 years ago, what was your question again?
Well, I was talking back to the first time you put on the suit.
Oh, the first time.
Yes.
You know, so if we go back to now, 27 years ago, this is going back into the late 90s. I was in California at the time. I needed a part-time job. I was looking through the paper. I was in radio broadcasting at the time, or I was making a transition from radio broadcasting into working at a warehouse, and I just needed a part-time job. And I found in the paper, Western Temporary was hiring, and they still hire a lot of Santas out in that Northern California area. And I said, well, this looks like a pretty cool job. Let me go check this out. So I went down and went through their little Santa school that they had. They gave me a Santa suit in a box and then started calling me with different events. And the very first event that I did, still have newspaper clippings from it, was a parade outside of a strip mall. This is in Moraga, California, outside of Oakland. And after the parade, then going into one of the empty storefronts where they had set up with Santa's workshop to have pictures with Santa. And this was not only a large event, but I learned a lot from this. The thing that I learned from it is wearing a Santa suit's like wearing a magnet. So I knew that I was going to be in the sleigh, and I knew we were going to stop somewhere, and that I needed to get from wherever we stopped and then get over to the store. Well, once I got off that sleigh, all these children and families were coming up to me, and just seeing their faces and that I was the center of attention. I was like the Pied Piper at that point, walking from there over to the storefront. So that gave me a really good idea of just how powerful this wearing this suit is and what it represents.
Very true. And the Santa suit is recognized all around the world by children and adults alike. So if you see Santa David walking down the sidewalk, go say hello to him. He's got a warm heart and a big smile, and he'd be happy to talk to you. I'd love for you to get your perspective and share with our listeners, if you would, please, what it takes to get it started being a Santa. You said this, you were kind of backed into it a little bit, but you enjoyed it from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Other people may be out there really wanting to be a Santa and have it inside that they want to bring this out. What advice would you give them about how to get started?
Well, there are a number of ways to get started. There are the folks who want to do this as a full-time, or maybe not a full-time, but a full-time seasonal job. There are those folks who somehow get recruited because they drew the short straw at the company party or the family gathering of some sort. So let's talk about the person that's just is going to be doing it that one time.
Okay.
There are places around in the Atlanta area where you can rent a Santa suit. I haven't priced them recently, but I think there's anywhere from $50 to $100, I think, for the day. Mm-hmm. Eddie's Trick Shop is one of them mm-hmm. that I can think of that would rent a suit. There, if you're looking to do this more as a business, someone who is naturally bearded, I am not naturally bearded. I've got a good, I hate to call it a fake beard and wig and so on, but I do take time to have a separate mustache. And so if you're looking at doing this as a business, then you have the expense of buying the suit.
Right.
And there are a number of different places where you can buy the suit. But I would also recommend looking into going to a Santa school.
That's what I was hoping to go with this. So there are schools out there that you can go and learn the ins and outs to get started and then how to make it a business, whether it be seasonal or part-time or one-time.
Right. And this past year was the first year that I've been to a Santa school. I've conducted my own Santa schools in the past where I've a number of people have approached me and said, hey, how do I get into the business? So I spent an afternoon and we went through with some of the do's and don'ts of being a good Santa Claus. So I would say to do a Google search, look for Santa schools. Some of them travel around the country. They'll come to Atlanta. Or you can go to my website, santahohoho.com, and I'll be more than happy to pass along any information on that.
Yeah.
But I think along with the schools and having the suit is also learning the do's and don'ts of You know, because I have the luxury of not being naturally bearded, the naturally bearded guys, man, they look great.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in that character all year long.
Right. They can't go to the Kroger and get a snack without being approached, probably.
Exactly. And you know, I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all. It's just something, but being that I'm not naturally bearded, where it's so easy for me to just get into that character when it's time to get into that character.
Right.
And I really, really enjoy that.
Right. So Santa David's recommending research the Santa schools, get involved there, see how you can get your own costume and get
suit,
some of the
suit.
Suit.
Santa's suit.
Santa suit, once again, and how you can then go out there and start bringing joy and cheer to the neighborhood. But I would imagine being a Santa is a lot like being a nurse or a teacher. You don't do it for the money. You do it because you love it.
Exactly. It's a lot of work. You know, I did an event this morning. We had, I don't know, must have been 200 families that needed to get through this line with Santa Claus before a certain time because they had a pageant that all the children were going to be involved in. And to be able to get through all those families and all those pictures in a timely fashion, that takes a little practice. And also practice to kind of get not only the cadence, but also what are you going to say? How are you going to react? There's many times that the children are sitting on my knee, and it's Santa's knee, not Santa's lap.
Okay, I did not know that. Thank you
yes,
for clarifying.
You sit on Santa's knee. So children sitting out with Santa, many times I can't even hear what they're saying, but I still have to be able to react to them in a positive way. And Santa always reacts positive, no matter what the children are wearing, no matter what the adults are wearing. It's always the best thing that Santa has ever seen them in. They always look great. They always have a good smile.
How do you handle those mischievous little children who just want to bust Santa and say, you're not real, you're not real, or maybe tug on your beard or something? I'm sure you may come across those from time to time. And how do you handle that?
Well, yeah, the beard thing doesn't happen as often as it doesn't happen that often. However, I usually can sense it coming. So I can also, not only do I have it glued on, because for those that know, are familiar with the Santa beard, I cut off the mustache and I have a different mustache. I have a separate mustache. So I have it glued on my chin. So if you pull on it, you know, my lip is also going to move as well. So I can grab my beard and hold it when I sense that's coming, but that doesn't happen that often. But what does happen is the kids will start testing Santa. And what I usually find with that is when I've been hanging out too long.
Okay.
Folks will ask me to come to their house and for small groups and want me to be there for 2 hours. It's hard enough to just entertain them for an hour. So once we start getting closer to the end of that hour period, the kids are getting really comfortable with Santa. That's when they start testing Santa.
Right. Nah, see, that's kind of what I was looking for there. So these kids, so you know how to handle that.
Yeah. What I try to do is try to divert them. I may try to definitely change the subject. Usually I get the parents' help. They usually will come over and save Santa and scoot the kids away at times. But it does get a little frustrating. Well, I shouldn't say frustrating. It's, you know, that's what the kids are going to do. They're just testing Santa. And they all ask questions like, what's my dog's name? What's my teacher's name? But I just changed the subject.
Right. So, yeah, lots of experience with Santa David. He's been around the block a few times, has had a few kids on his knee, so he knows how to handle that. Mm. So if you want to hire him for your party, you know you're getting the best in the business out there. So you can go to SantaHoHoHo.com. For more information on that, I'll never forget when my grandfather came to the door when I was a young boy in a plastic Santa suit, tried to pretend he was Santa. And as soon as I went to give him a hug, I could smell the aftershave and cigarettes. And I knew it wasn't Santa. It was my grandpa. Mm-hmm. But he never broke character. We all enjoyed it. And even to this day, 40 years later, I remember that afternoon when he came over. Yeah. It was such a great moment. So,
well, I have a story kind of around that where I did a family, visited with a family years ago. Same type of thing where grandpa was always Santa Claus. The kids were getting a little older and they always were able to tell that it was grandpa. But this particular year, they hired me to come in as Santa Claus. So the kids said, well, wait a minute. There's Santa.
There's grandpa.
There's grandpa over there. This has got to be the real Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So that was very memorable.
That is a good one. Yeah. Fool the kids, keep them believing. At what age do you find that children start to lose that magic for Christmas? They begin to not believe.
Well, that's a really good question. The age on that kind of varies. It's, I would say, anywhere from 9-ish to 13-ish, somewhere in that area there.
Okay.
But what I do find that's easier to gauge is that age where children, if they're going to be excited around Santa or they're going to cry around Santa, is usually around 9 to 10 months old.
Okay.
And anything younger than that, they really don't really understand what, I guess, where they are at that point. But what I do find with the little ones is their little hands, if they're real small babies, their little hands, they always go for the beard.
Yes.
And they always get tangled up in the beard. Yeah. So I have to hold their hands.
Right. And I was the oldest of three boys, and I remember finding out about Santa Claus and started to lose the magic a little bit for me. But my mother instructed me very clearly, do not ruin it for your younger brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I let them continue to believe and then let them find out on their own.
Right.
How that goes from there. So, but being Santa Claus, it can take you to so many different places.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find yourself in a lot of different situations. And I imagine through the years, you've probably represented Santa Claus at a lot, like the mall. I mean, have you had a stint at the mall?
I did. When I first started in California in Western Temporary, that's where primarily I was doing the Santa events. I'm not sure if they do that today. A lot of the malls will only hire naturally bearded Santa Claus.
Right. But then that's what you do. You are there day after day, child after child, for the entire month.
Yes, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what they had was I would be there for 4 to 6 hours.
Okay.
And then they'd rotate the
another
Santa,
Santa in.
A different
gotcha.
Santa in there. That's how it was. This is going back in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a unbelievable training for me, because you had all these children and adults that were coming one right after the other, and then developing that shtick, I guess.
Yeah, you got to be good, and you got to be good with all kinds of people of all ages,
exactly.
And know how to handle each situation as they arise.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds like Santa David has got a handle on all of that. You know, if you're lucky enough to have him be tasked to come out there to your event, you know you're going to get a great Santa. And when you discover him, make sure you give him a big old hug and tell him your Christmas secrets. And I know he will pass it on to the elves back there at the North Pole. And so your support staff, is it just you, or do you have a team of people helping you out and booking all your events at Christmas after Christmas?
That's a great question. You know, 95 or more percent of my work comes through my website, and I get a lot of repeat business. For example, my breakfast with Santas, those are booked a year in advance. I always have the same people every all Saturdays in December. But it's pretty much just me. My wife does come out as Mrs. Claus.
Great.
For events. And so when she is there, she's definitely helping me by making sure that I'm hydrated, because it does get hot in this suit.
Yeah. And let's describe the suit for our listeners. It seems to be kind of a fleece kind of suit, or a really thick wool suit, or what is it made of?
Oh, yeah. It's a thick wool, and it's got all the fur at the on the sleeves, and
mm-hmm.
It's a Coca-Cola red. I like the Coca-Cola red. I'm not, you know, crimson looks nice, and it's a very simple suit. It's really much, pretty much looks like the suit that you'd see in those old Coca-Cola commercials.
You're absolutely right. You remind me of the old Coca-Cola Santa
right. That
was on the Coke bottles and cans years ago. And you've got the big black belt with the buckle. You've got the red cap on with the tassel on the end, the white gloves. I mean, from head to toe, Santa Claus. Is this a suit you own?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I've owned, you know, I keep saying every year that I'm going to get a new suit. And I don't. I just love this suit so much. It is hot. It's definitely hot.
Yeah.
I love those really cold days. But I bought this suit, it's got to be close to 18 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Bought it at Eddie's Trick Shop in Marietta.
Yep. And you wear it year after year.
Year after year.
Probably
get it clean.
Special place in the closet where you hang it up when the season's over.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And that's the only costume you wear. You would not.
Suit.
Why do I keep saying that? You're right. Santa, I'm so sorry. Please don't forget to stop by my house this year. It's the only one you have. You don't have another one or a version, a second, you know,
No. And that's what scares me. If something blows out on this one, I don't have a backup. But I keep saying I got to get a new suit. And there's places There are people here in Atlanta that will do custom suits, and that's what I'm looking
for. Yeah, and my thought was, as I imagine Santa in my head and some of the pictures I've seen through the years, sometimes he's seen in a white shirt and red suspenders and pants and the beard and the hat. So there's a couple varieties of suits that you can see Santa Claus in.
You know, and certainly the guys that are naturally bearded are, maybe this is my own impression, they are able to have so many different varieties because they're naturally bearded with the fake hair and the fake wig. I feel, this is just me, that I'm kind of limited. It would be great if I could have a suit that had shorts.
Right, yeah, for your Hawaiian vacation.
And it has a Hawaiian, I do have a Hawaiian shirt that has Santa's all over it. But I feel that because of the fake beard and the hair and so on, that it really just works well with just this suit.
All right, very good. And now, as we look to the balance of 2015 between now and Christmas, what is your schedule looking like? And every day, do you have something, or do you get some rest between now and Christmas?
Pretty much, I've got bookings every day. I have one event this afternoon. I have, because I do have a full-time job, I have to limit my week of the events that I do during the week. Most of those will be in the evening. I took a personal day today, but my Saturdays and Sundays, on a Saturday, I can easily do 8 visits on a Saturday, starting with breakfast with Santa and then going all the way till an event that may start at 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Wow. So you're staying busy. And if folks want to get Santa David out there to your location before Christmas, go to his website, santahoho.com, and see if he's available for that date that you're requiring. All his information will be posted on our website as well, and the photographs, so you can get a good look at the beard and the suit and the hat and everything. So connect with him there. And then you hang up the suit after 2015. You put it in the closet until when of next year?
Usually my first visit is the second week in November.
Okay.
And it's been pretty much traditional. I go out to Reynolds Plantation, Lake Oconee, and they have a large event out there with a large group of an organization with doctors. So I do that event out there, and then usually the second event will be the tree lighting that they do just on Thanksgiving Eve. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice. And from what I understand, though, some Santas are busy in July in the summertime as businesses are doing their commercials or marketing advertising for their Christmas season.
I used to do a Christmas in July for a guy, but I tell you, with this getup, it is way too hot.
Here in Atlanta.
I've done it, but it's way too hot.
Get you a tank top or something for the summertime Santa appearances. So year after year, just keep going. You don't see yourself doing this or retiring anytime soon, do you?
I don't. I think I've become a little bit more picky as far as the events, where I'm trying to find events that are closer to home. I live in Alpharetta, so I'm trying to find events that are closer to the Alpharetta area. I used to drive all the way down to McDonough for events, and that was just way too much, because all the time it would take me to get down there, I was driving out to Douglasville at times, and I just said, I just can't do it anymore, because the amount of time it takes me to get down there, I could have done 2 or 3 events up in Norcross or Roswell or something like that. But I do have connections with about 40 Santas. We have a great network, and if I'm not available because it's too far away, or if I'm already booked, I can always send that request out to my network, and we've got really good success rate finding Santas for events.
Oh, that's great. And I know everyone appreciates Santa showing up to their event. It just adds a whole element of cheer and excitement and wonderment every time Santa is on the scene, for sure. And so kind of sum up some of the business for folks out there. Maybe they are an existing Santa or a new Santa wanting to get started. And from your perspective, you know, what are some of those key elements that they must have to be successful?
Well, I think some of the key elements is, one, you want to find some way to advertise yourself, and probably the easiest way to advertise yourself would be to have a business card.
Yes, sir.
So during the year, especially if you're naturally bearded, I'm sure that these guys get approached all the time, no matter where they are, and to have business cards to identify yourself during the year. Go to a Santa school, get in touch with me, santahohoho.com. I'd be happy to give you some advice. Then you may even just start volunteering your time, church events, your school where your children or grandchildren are going. and just starting off small and then eventually starting to be able to charge for this.
I think that's wonderful advice. Maybe go to the retirement home and kind of polish up your I don't want to say act, but your presence, your Santa, your take, because each person has a personal touch to what they bring to Santa. And right. I think that's what makes it fun for people too.
Yeah. And my personal touch is that Santa is bigger than life. I'm already a big guy. I'm 6'2". I put on this suit and I've got the pillow and the hat and the hair and all this other stuff. And I'm even that much bigger. I'm huge in this suit. And so I also have that big personality that goes along with it, because Santa is that type of character. At least that's the way that I see Santa, is that bigger than life character.
No, I totally agree. And so if you're interested in getting started, it just takes a little bit of desire and some connecting to the right people. Go to the school, get the suit, try it a few times, see if you like it. If you don't, then maybe you don't continue it. Mm-hmm. Or if you're already an existing Santa and you've been doing it for a number of years, but you're ready to step it up to the next level and maybe have a polished website like Santa David, or be connected to some of these big events around town like Santa David, you can do that as well, just with a little time and effort and being dedicated to polishing your craft.
Yeah, I think what it takes is like you said, polishing the craft, is understanding who is Santa Claus, what does Santa Claus represent, and just being able to project that love and that happiness and that holiday spirit while you're out being Santa.
Yeah, no, that's certainly what Christmas means to me. Every time I see a Santa Claus, it brings a smile to my face, a little warm feeling in my heart, and just one of the reasons, many reasons, why we love Christmas time so much, particularly here in Atlanta as well. So we certainly encourage our listeners to connect with Santa David. You can go to his website, santahoho.com.
Three hoes.
Three hoes. That's H-O-H-O-H-O.
Yes.
Also on twitter.com/SantaAtlanta. On LinkedIn.com/SantaAtlanta, Facebook.com/SantaAtlanta.
Yeah, SantaAtlanta.com was already taken, so I wasn't able to use that as my website.
We'll have to see how much that domain name is, and we'll get it back for you.
But so. I do have AtlantaSanta.com. You can use that.
Oh, great.
And that gets you to my website as well.
Very, very good. Thank you so much, Santa David, for sharing all your wonderful Christmas message and joy with us here today on Atlanta Business Radio. Please do come back and visit us next year on your tour around the world. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today, Business Radio X. Make sure you're following us on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Redhawk. All tweets and comments are welcomed there as well. So if you're out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the webpage at businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton, Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.